Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
At 3 a.m., this is Rami Lavie on The Fan. Boy, I've been dreaming of saying that for a long time, and we're finally here. Rami Lavie on The Fan, taking you all the way to 8 a.m., and we got a lot going on. It's March, which means we have March Madness later this month. We have the stretch runs in both the NHL and NBA. We also have NFL conversation, obviously, because the NFL coming up later this month is the new calendar year for the NFL, and we had the combine this weekend, but later this month is opening day. So baseball is back, and better than ever. I wouldn't say so, but baseball's back, and I'm excited to talk about it because I don't know if you saw, if you're like me, you're following from the pictures during pitchers and catchers, you're following spring training up to the minute, everything that happens. You're looking at it and you're like so excited. So when you see Pete Alonso hit a home run, when you see Starling Marte looking more and more like the player that Starling Marte was supposed to be when the Mets acquired him, it's exciting. And if you're a Yankee fan like me, when you see Juan Soto hitting home runs and looking as good as he's looked for the Yankees, it's exciting. But I do have a little pause when it comes to the New York Yankees. When it comes to the Yankees this season in 2024, something leaves me a little bit uneasy because all I heard all offseason is, we're all in for 2024. It's all in now. The Yankees have been saying it. Hal Steinbrenner has said it. Aaron Judge has said it. Aaron Boone has said it. Brian Cashman has said it. We're all in for 2024. But are they really all in for 2024? If the goal for this offseason was to be all in for this year, the Yankees have failed this offseason. The Yankees have not reached their expectation. The Yankees have not reached all in status. They're not one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, to win the World Series, in my opinion. Live radio, this is what happens. First time. They're not. They're not ready to compete for a World Series. They're one of the better teams in the league. I like them, and I love going out to get Juan Soto, but they're not all in. Let's go back 6 months ago when the season ended and everyone talked about this is an abject failure. 82-80, can't happen again. Aaron Judge is going to be involved in decision-making. We heard it from everyone. We heard it from Cashman, Hal, all those guys. And the first thing they do, they go out and they make a massive trade for Juan Soto. Huge. The best left-handed bat in baseball, possibly. Young, 25-year-old, coming to New York. Contract year, he's going to be incredible. And after that, they went after Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the prize pitcher of the offseason. And everyone talked about, it's going to be the Yamasoto offseason. It's going to be incredible. And then they fell short. And then since then, there's been no backup plan. Once Yamamoto fell through, the Yankees decided, all right, nothing. We're not doing anything else. That's all in. I love the Marcus Stroman signing. This is not an indictment on Marcus Stroman. But that was the backup plan after Yamamoto didn't work out. And when they traded away Michael King in the Juan Soto deal, to me, I was like, all right, that's concerning. But I understand you have to give to get. But Michael King was possibly the most reliable pitcher behind Gerrit Cole. He was definitely the most reliable pitcher. He might have been the most valuable pitcher on the Yankee staff, even ahead of Gerrit Cole. Because while Gerrit Cole started once every fifth day and was awesome, the way baseball is played, the way the Yankees play baseball in 2024, you don't have guys who can go six, seven innings and take your bullpen, give them a night off, go deep into the night. You have guys who are unreliable, throwing two to three innings at a time sometimes, or not pitching at all. And Michael King would come in and bridge the gap to the back end of the bullpen. Michael King would sometimes be the back end of the bullpen and come in for a three-inning save. This is a guy who would sometimes be the opener. He would pitch two to three innings, two to three times a week. And I understand, I'm okay with them giving him up because it's Juan freaking Soto. But where was the replacement for that? Not only him, but think about the innings they've lost from last year between King, Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez, Domingo Herman. Whether you liked him off the field or not, he threw a perfect game for them last year. He gave them quality innings. Wandy Peralta, which really upsets me, that was a big part of the back end of the bullpen, and they never replaced him. Even Luis Severino, just eight innings. Between those guys that I mentioned, that's almost 500 innings that the Yankees just didn't replace this offseason. 500 innings from last year. That's all in. Look at the rotation right now. I mentioned Marcus Stroman. He's the second to most reliable starter behind Gerrit Cole right now in the rotation. He's thrown 140 innings in each of the last 2 years. That's the most reliable guy you have behind Gerrit Cole. That's all in. Nestor Cortes has made 14 starts in his career, then 28 was his career high, and then 12 again last year. And he's never exceeded 160 innings in his career. And his arm basically fell off after making 28 starts. That's who you're relying on? Carlos Rodon, who has 31 starts that 1 year, looks more and more like a fluke. Looks more and more like, hey, I'm in a contract year, I better make a bunch of starts. That's who you're relying on? He's never thrown 180 innings in his career either. And by the way, Clark Schmidt, who was awesome last year, you hope he takes that next step. But is he? Is he going to take that next step? Or is he going to have the setback after throwing the most innings in his career by far, the way Nestor Cortes had it last year? This offseason for the Yankees is a failure because the goal was to be all in, and they're not. And it goes beyond that, because do you really think they're signing Juan Soto beyond this season? This is a one-shot opportunity. This is 1 year of Juan Soto, 2024. So go for it. And they're not going for it. And it upsets me. Could they make a wild card spot? Could they make a run to the World Series? Sure, they could. But it doesn't mean they're going to. And all we hear from the Yankees management, it's not pencils down until July 31st, which, first of all, side tangent for a second, July 31st is idiotic that that's a trade deadline still. Because if you know, there's like 17 teams now that make the playoffs in MLB. So there's no teams that are out of it. The teams that are out of it are the worst teams in the league. They don't have anything good to trade. So the fact that the trade deadline is still July 31st just makes no sense in baseball. They have to move it back. Fine. Get that out of the way. We're not pencils down till July 31st. That's what the Yankees staff is telling you. Okay, but at July 31st, we've seen this so many times where at that point, it's almost too late. At that point, you're desperate and teams know it. And they can charge whatever they want to give you pitching, to give you an extra bat. How many times have we seen the Yankees, including last season, where they're like, yeah, we just don't want to pay this premium. We can't pay this premium. So that's what all in is, waiting for the deadline where you're not going to be willing to part with your prospects. We know how that goes with the Yankees. Do you really think the Yankees are the best team in the American League right now? I'd argue they're at best the fourth. They're not better than the Rangers, who just won the World Series. They're not better than Baltimore. Baltimore's in their own division. They have a new rich owner. They just traded for Corbin Burns. And do not tell me the Yankees are better than the Astros. They haven't beaten the Astros. Until you beat the Astros, you're not better than the Astros. So really, because you have a left fielder for the first time, you're going into the season with a left fielder who's a good left fielder for the first time in 4 or 5 years. That's all in. That's what you're excited about. And again, I am so excited for baseball to be back. I'm excited for Juan Soto. I can't wait. And it upsets me because as excited as I am for baseball to be back, this is what's frustrating about it. I know I'm going to be disappointed again in June when the Yankees are struggling in the rotation. when they keep falling back in the standings, when the guys that we keep hearing are supposed to, quote, play to the back of their baseball cards, aren't. And what I mean by that is we've heard it so many times. Guys have to play to the back of their baseball cards. If they do, we'll be good. They're talking about Rizzo. They're talking about DJ LeMahieu. They're talking about Giancarlo Stanton. You know what the back of the baseball card says for those guys? It says, we're over the hill. We're on a decline and have been on a decline for the last 3 years. That's what the back of the baseball card says. So that's what playing to the back of the baseball card is? Look, this team wasn't even willing to spring for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. A couple extra million dollars. I mentioned Wandy Peralta. All these things. They were not willing to do this. So playing to the back of the baseball cards for those guys, that's your excuse? That's what we're going to do this year? It just makes no sense to me. And how many times have we heard the Yankees say one thing and in actuality it's the other thing? It's every single time. I don't trust this Yankee regime. Look, Hal Steinbrenner talked about it. His quotes were, do I think we should have a $300 million team? Do we need a $300 million team to win a World Series? No, I don't think so. And he said, given where we are payroll-wise, any addition is going to be a costly one. That means they're done. They're not signing anyone else. They're not making any other moves. So I don't think this team is a World Series caliber team. And when they tell you, oh, we're all in for 2024, it's just another lie. Remember when they told you Isaiah Kiner-Falefa was the starting shortstop? And, oh, he's a really good starting shortstop. What do you mean? And all of a sudden in the playoffs, guess who was starting at shortstop? A rookie. Peraza was starting at shortstop against Houston. Same thing with Gleyber Torres when they told you he was a starting shortstop. And then Vasquez was starting that game in Boston in the wildcard game. So the Yankees have this consistent thing where they tell you they're doing something when they're not actually doing it. So you could say you're all in, but until I see an action that makes them all in, I don't think they're all in. I'm not buying the hype. I'm not willing to buy the hype again with the New York Yankees. And I want to buy the hype because I want to enjoy this season with Juan Soto, but I think he's walking after this year. And this is your chance. Go all in, make that big move. And I don't see them doing it. I don't think they're doing it. I hope I'm wrong, but history will tell you that I'm right. 877-337-6666. And as I sit here in the studio, it's kind of cool because I do have to take a personal moment. I hope you don't mind. Everyone bear with me for a second. But I'm sitting in the studio where Mike Francesa sat, where Craig Carton sat, and it's just so cool. So the nerves started kicking in a little bit at the beginning, but I'm settling in. And I'm excited. This is such a moment, and you can't really, there's no other way to prepare yourself for this. You can't simulate this. I could sit outside, I could do a podcast 1,000 times, but you can't simulate what the feeling is like once you sit down in the seat, once this microphone turns on and you hear that music play. It's exciting, though. I'm really glad I get to share this with you guys. And just tell me what you think about the Yankees, because I don't think the Yankees are all in as of today. And what can they do to make them all in? 877-337-6666. I want to kick it off with Ziggy in Hillsdale. Ziggy, you're up on the fan. What's up, Ziggy?
You're so happy to be in Mike Francesa's seat, and I can tell that you're really appreciative of your position. So that's great.
Thank you, Ziggy. What's up?
Okay, so you're like really mad that the Yankees haven't gotten pitching. I know they could sign Jordan Montgomery, and you want them to get Blake Snell. What else can they do at this point?
Yeah, I want them to sign Blake Snell. That would be a decision. That would be a move that to me is like, okay, we're actually all in. And seeing the contracts, have you seen the Matt Chapman contract? Have you seen the Cody Bellinger contract? These guys are settling now.
Is it Cody Bellinger or center fielder?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying the Yankees should sign them, but have you seen those contracts?
No, but
I'll tell you, they're all basically prove it deals. They're deals with opt outs in them, which is basically like, hey, come here for a year. If you perform again, then you can opt out and hit free agency again, because the Boris clients are not getting what they initially wanted. So go to Blake Snell and offer him a similar deal where it's like, hey, here's a 3-year deal that has opt outs after the first 2 years, and let's see what happens.
I agree with that. The Yankees rotation is whack. After Gerrit Cole, what is it? Nestor Cortez and, well, who else is it?
Nobody. Rodon, who's been terrible and hurt. Clark Schmidt, who I like, but can he really replicate last year? Marcus Stroman, like I said, is the second to most reliable starter behind Garrett Cole.
Yes. So you're right. So they need to get somebody else.
I agree with you, and I appreciate the call. And that's what I'm saying. And with Marcus Stroman, he's thrown only, what, 140 innings each of the last 2 years, and that's the second to most reliable starter? So if you give me a minute, I just, again, I apologize for taking a personal minute, but just 1 minute, just want to get to this real quick, because one of the topics that's going to come up later tonight is the Jets. We'll talk about the Jets, or this morning already. It's Sunday morning here on The Fan. And one of the big Jet fans, the reason I'm a Jet fan, the reason I'm sitting in this seat really is my father, who made me a sports fan. So I just want to play before we get him on, because I see him on the line and I don't want to hold him too long because I know he's going to go to sleep at some point. We'll get back to the Yankee conversation in a second. But on August 21st, before the Jet season started of last year, during Hard Knocks, my father had this to say on my Jets podcast that I host with former Jets running back Bilal Powell. He said this.
We're going to get killed for sure because we have no offensive line. Rodgers standing in the pocket is going to be like one of us standing at a six-lane highway in the middle of traffic. He'll be lucky to get out of there alive. And then what? Back to Zach Wilson?
Exactly. Well, he nailed it, and he's on the line right now. Good morning. How you doing?
Did Ron Guidry retire? Because if he did, then I definitely think that the Yankees should get a starter.
Yeah, he's done. I mean, that's it. Ron Guidry's out. So who else are they going to... I mean, Mike Messina's gone also.
Wow. It's been that long since I called a fan, I have to tell you. This is a great moment for me. And I heard your open. It sounded awesome. And you're sitting in Francesca's seat. And it occurred to me, and I didn't mention this to you before, but I was saving for a special moment. I thought maybe perhaps you'd one day get into that seat. But the last time I called the fan, Mike Francesa was sitting in that seat, and it was almost exactly 30 years ago.
That's pretty pretty incredible. Would you tell me if my open was bad? Because you said it was great. I'm just curious. Would you be honest with me
now? Yeah, I've always been straight up. I liked it. I even I liked the pausing. I think it sounds very natural if you're asking me straight up. And I like the fact that you said Super Bowl and then changed it to World Series like a pro.
So, yeah, I know. I correct that right away. Just picked it up immediately in stride.
Yeah, that was like, you know, you could have crumbled, started crying, and turned off the mic, but you didn't do that.
I thought about it, but I didn't do it. You know, a younger me might have done that. All right, well, I appreciate your calling. I don't want to take too long from the actual callers in the personal time, but again, you know how much this means to me. So I'll talk to you, I guess, when I get home, all right?
I look forward. Okay.
I'll call you in a couple hours. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. So that's my father. And I did want to bring up that Jet point. We'll talk about the Jets. As you heard, he predicted basically the Aaron Rodgers injury behind that offensive line. We'll talk about the Jets a little bit later on. We'll also talk about the Knicks. The Knicks are in a bit of a funk, but I'm not too concerned about that. I'm not concerned yet. If it gets worse, I will start to get concerned. And they have a huge game against the Cavs tonight in Cleveland. And they have reinforcements now with Shake Milton. So we'll see how that works out. We'll talk about that. I do have concerns when it comes to the playoffs that I had, even if this team is fully healthy. So we'll talk about that. Also, the Jets are a mess. They've been a mess. This past week was just no different. Typical Jets week. So we'll get into that as well. Lots to talk about. And I also want to get into the Mets because it is baseball season, right? So I'm going to tell you, because a lot of people seem to be disappointed in what the Mets are doing right now. I think the Mets are way ahead of schedule. I don't know why people are upset about the Mets. I think they're way ahead of schedule, and I'll explain what that means coming up. Plus your calls on the other side, all that and more at 877-337-6666. Rami LaVie on the Fan. We'll be right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.